Well, we'll play, you know, without question, we're going to play. We'll start with Geno, and we're going to play Geno and Mike, you know, the majority of the game, and we may get Sims in there as well.
Is Geno going to be the quarterback who plays the first two quarters and into the second half?
That's, you know, that'll be the plan. When we put Mike in, you know, we really haven't discussed that. But like I say, you know, that's probably will be our plan.
Next, with Geno starting and playing two-plus quarters, you know what question's coming here. So, I mean, are you prepared now to just make him the week one starter?
You know, again, guys, we'll, you know, when we think it's the right time, we'll tell you. But you know what, we've you know, we know he'll be our he's going to start this game, and you know, everything that we've given him, he's handled. He's done a tremendous job starting in the off season, and you know, he's done a great job.
What could transpire between now and the start of the season that would affect him?
Well, we know that there's, you know, I don't even like to think of of the negative thing or whatever, so we'll just let's just let it play out. I'd rather not answer that question because, you know, there's an obvious scenario that I don't like to think about.
Isn't this game the dress rehearsal kind of for the opener, since the starters don't play in the fourth game? So the quarterback who's playing the first half and into the third quarter is generally the starter for the opener?
I guess it's worked out that way. I mean, it's worked out that way for the last 5 years, I think. I think you're right. It's worked out that way for the last 5 years. But I'm not naming a starter for week one.
Rex, is it an organizational thing that you won't do? I mean, is this coming from above?
I mean, it's the guys, it's just, I mean, we haven't, you know, we never did it last year without doing it this year, and that's just the way it is. But
last year we had a competition where we actually split the reps.
Yeah. Like, you know what? I just think that it's, again, I'm not going to name it right now, you know, so no matter how many times you ask it or whatever, and somebody fire another one at me, I'm going to get it out of them. No, you're not. I know I've given in to you guys before. I'm not giving in on this one.
What's the reason to wait on naming the starter? Just a reason.
Well, a lot of things can happen, as we know.
But aside from injury, anything else?
I haven't thought about any other reason, but, again, that's a pretty glaring one.
Bart Scott was doing some media yesterday, and he said that if the Jets really want to win now, that Michael Bay is their best option.
Well, I mean, that's one man's opinion, you know. So, and Bart obviously had to chase Mike Vick around for a long time. So he's got a different perspective maybe than other people. But, you know, certainly Bart has a right to his opinion. And, you know, hey, guys, we've said it all along. We think we have two outstanding quarterbacks. And we want to have, when it's all said and done, have two great quarterbacks.
Do you have two great quarterbacks now?
Well, I don't know if we can say that yet, but I think time will, you know, we'll be able to tell that. I know one thing. I'm pretty confident in both our quarterbacks. Without question, I'm confident in them.
I assume you've offensively started game planning for Oakland. Do you have separate game plans for Vic and Geno if you don't know who the starter's going to be?
Well, I never said I never knew who the starter was. So, you know, I'm just not ready to announce it yet.